Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage with the lovely and luxurious Miss Kev on stage, the apple of my eye, the apple in my pie, the cream of my crop, the cream of my corn, the almond to my joy, the cool to my aid, the jelly to my peanut butter, the crust to my pizza, the jolly to my rancher, the mic to my Ike, the corn to my bread, the bread of life to my life, the rib to my body.
I'm just going to let you go. I'm not going to play this game with you. Just go on and say.
My bright morning star, the Jimmy Dean to my sausage, the push start engine to my brand new car, the Astro to my knot.
The astronaut.
Welcome to the Love Hour Lovecast with Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. We are happy that you have joined us on this audio recording device system that you are listening to us on. Or maybe you are at work and you should be doing other things. And you're listening to us
all the time. I get caught up in these podcasts.
Maybe you're in traffic, hating your job, or at least hating the car in front of you. They flipped you off. But we made a smile on your face. Either way, we are very happy that you've joined us, whether you're on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
wherever you're listening. We are recording this for YouTube.
We are.
These lights are baking us. Hi, YouTubers.
We're putting portions on our YouTube.
Oh, sorry. You should include that portion.
We will. To put on, well, maybe we'll just put the first 7 minutes, no matter what, and then stop it abruptly. So you have to go listen to YouTube. That's what I like. So you'll never know. You never know when it's going to end. It's just going to be like, ugh, got to hear the best. Anyway, pretty sensitive subject on the docket today.
Very sensitive subject.
Lissa didn't want to talk about
it. I objected.
Tell why you don't want to talk about it. I think people should know that it's not easy how we decide.
We'll tell the topic. The
topic is oral sex wrong and or a sin? And Lissa was like, oh.
I'll tell you why. Part of the reason that I didn't want to talk about it is because I recognize that a lot of people that listen to this podcast are Christians. And grew up very similar to the way that Kevin and I were raised. And that is a very controversial topic. It is a very sensitive topic. It can be a dividing topic. And people have their very strong convictions one way or another.
Yes, very true. And we are not here
to sway you.
To sway you.
One way or another.
We are here to give you our opinion. And we just ask that you have an open mind about it. If you feel strongly one way, we know we're not going to convince you the other way.
And we're not trying to convince you.
Somebody asks us a question, we're trying to give the best answer that we can. That's all we're trying to do, Liz.
That's all we're trying to do.
And here's why. We grew up with good parents.
Absolutely.
In our home. Grew up with good churches. Still not an easy thing to talk about.
No.
My parents never had the birds and the bees conversation with me. Never told me what was cool, not cool. I mean, they never really talked about sex at all. And church talked about sex, but not like, hey, is this cool or wrong? Not at the time where I was impressionable.
I feel like the extent of the conversation was, do not do it. Wait until your wedding day.
Right.
The end. Right. Any questions? No, wait until your wedding day. Thank you.
I'm married. Good, good. We don't answer. Then what's between y'all? The marriage bed is under file.
Yeah. And that was it.
That was definitely. And to the church's credit, they probably feel like we do. Like, we don't want y'all to feel like one. You know what I mean? Like, not the church as a whole. I mean, like, the church comes down to the person who has to give the talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's that person who's like, I don't really know. I don't want y'all to think this way of me. I don't want y'all to.
And it is so controversial that maybe it's a taboo topic. You don't want to bring it up because it can be very dividing.
Right. You don't want people to think if you're the pastor and you do this, then you ain't really saved. Or if you don't do this, then you think I'm not really saved. Mm-hmm. There's really a no-win situation. So that's why we're here, because we're not pastors.
Praise the Lord.
We're just regular lay members. Amen. Amen. Good, good, clean Christians. Father God, we love the Lord and each other. The marriage bed is undefiled.
I wish y'all could see his face right now.
Before we start, marriage bed is undefiled is like, I think we get that scripture wrong, but that's code for y'all can freak if you want. Because I'll be a freak until the dawn. And we can praise the Lord, because we're not
all without the pump pump.
We can praise anytime we want.
Do you want me to read the question?
Yes, but first I wanted to say about the marriage bed is undefiled. I don't want to go into like theology about this because I don't remember. But I remember reading that in context with a lot of other things and finding out it's not what we
think it is.
Yeah. We use it as a license to do whatever y'all want to do. And I don't think that's what it meant. But I'm not a theologian. So
and
one
you probably
day,
should have looked this up before you addressed it.
No. Yeah, but you're probably right.
Stuff?
Yes, you're right. Okay, so let's get to the question.
The question is, and Kev
the
has
the question
been,
is, will I live? And the answer is no. No. Okay, seriously.
I harmonized pretty good with
you
that.
Did.
I know.
Let's do it again.
No. I don't get too tired.
I love the Lord.
No. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Question. I won't say her name. Hello, I love your podcast. I listen to them while at work. Thank you very much. And I've learned a lot from you both. I was wondering what you had to say about the following. My husband and I are both saved and love the Lord very much. And of course, we also love each other very much as well. I brought up the idea of recording ourselves having regular sex, oral, or any other type so that we could later watch the videos together and maybe point out things that we should change, things we like, etc. He wants to do it, but he thinks it's considered porn, so he refuses to do it. I don't agree with the porn thing because it's us watching ourselves and not watching others. He says we're making porn, and I say, but it's not online for people to watch us. Only us. But what do you guys think about it? And also, do you think it's true that oral sex is a sin? I've heard so many Christians talk against it, but I don't see it in the Bible. I don't see it in the Bible, though. If you have any advice to give, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so you want to break this down?
Okay, so portions?
In a portion. We can't answer all that at one time.
Okay, so the first portion would be recording yourself. Is that considered porn if it's only for the two of you?
Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Definitive answer is no.
I say no too. I say that's game film. If you're recording yourself...
She did say to look at to talk about things we like.
Listen,
as a change.
This is me. All right, Liz. What we have here... Here's my zone, okay? You were doing great. You were out of my zone. We're going to work. We want to see that erogenous zone. We're going
to
work here.
All right?
No, we're going to sit down. Now, you see, you rock too far. Rock too far. That's
okay, we
pain.
Got it.
No, but that's game film, baby. You
game
live and you learn.
Film.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hello.
I'm in here in the offense studying to show myself approved. That's wrong. That's Bible, but used wrong. I just want to be the best player I can be.
Going to be the best
So player. Let me set up this little GoPro, some infrared cameras, get to work, okay?
You would film yourself?
And watch it? With you? Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
I'm too scared. North Korea, South Korea, all the Koreas.
You're scared of the cloud.
I'm scared.
High cloud hackers.
Cloud hackers and Korea, because they're hacking everybody these days. Nobody's safe.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife. Hide your emails. Hide your tapes.
I can't say definitively yes. I don't think I'd be opposed.
Hmm.
I'd be super terrified for it to come out on the web, though. Because like when they were hacking celebrity stuff, they weren't even like sending these things.
No.
They were like hacking into their phone. So what if we bought like an old 16mm film
not
camera
here
that was like...
But our definitive answer to you, Miss Anonymous, is...
I don't think that's pornography.
I don't think it's pornography.
Because it's you.
Yeah.
If you then sold that,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else paid to watch it or watch it for free...
Then it becomes porn for someone else.
For them. But if you're watching yourself and your spouse making sweet love so that you can be a better lover, I don't think that's...
Not porn.
No, I don't think that's... No, I don't think that's porn at all.
And the problem with porn, says the church, is that it's lustful because you're watching, it's like you're bringing someone else into your bedroom,
right,
into your sex life, but you're just watching yourself do what you do. So I don't think that's porn.
Would you do it outside of the cloud?
I don't know. I'm scary.
You're just scary.
Oh, I'm scary. And that's fine.
Yeah, but I think, it's interesting because they both said they would do it, I think.
No, she wants to do it. He refuses because he says it's porn.
But I thought he said he liked the idea of it.
He wants to do it, but
that's what I said.
It's considered porn, so he refuses to do it.
But he wants to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she wants to do it. It's not like she wants to and he says no.
Yeah.
Like, I think that for a lot of things that we'll talk about later in this podcast, the most important thing is I want to do it and you want to do it too.
Yeah.
Or you're okay that with at least trying.
That they're both okay with trying.
And I think it's good that you are, like, concerned. Right, because we don't want to be wrong.
Reckless.
We don't want to be reckless, and if it's wrong, if it were wrong, it better be safe than sorry. Now again, is this in the Bible? Great. They didn't have porns in the Bible days, did they? I don't think they had porn. I mean, I probably had something like that. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
But some of the rules about sexual immorality and lust are like barriers, but guidelines mm-hmm. that we use to, like, you know, but I think if like in the Bible days, if you did like hieroglyphics of you guys having sex and then like looked at the wall and been like, you see when I see in this rock
that
here where I messed up, maybe that's what hieroglyphics really is.
Porn.
It's just somebody like, I want to please my wife better and I can't because I don't know what I'm doing. All right, so we've done that?
Yes.
All right.
So the next question is, he wants to... Okay, baby, okay. Is oral sex a sin? She just came flat out. Is oral sex a sin? I've heard so many Christians talk against it, but I don't see it in the Bible. No.
Why do you keep reading that far?
Whenever you say no, you have to do that.
I don't see it in the Bible, though. Okay. First, we got to classify what's a sin.
Okay.
Do you have a definitive answer of what's a sin?
No, I would like to hear your answer.
I have been taught and I have studied for myself that a sin is a transgression that separates you from God.
I'm going to concur.
Okay. So that's what I
was
going
to say, something along those lines.
Yeah. Something that separates you from God. In my mind, I don't see how oral sex with your spouse can separate you from God. So I don't know how that can be considered a sin. Do you feel the same? Different?
No, I didn't understand your note.
No, this note is to remind myself about the preacher who said you can only do certain things.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to say, I'm going to agree with you. I think that, I'll veer off a little bit, but I think the most important thing with your sex life with a married couple is that you both are comfortable and that you both agree.
Yes.
I think
touch
that,
and agree.
Pun intended. I think that is the, like, that is paramount. That is the most important thing, is that you're comfortable and that you both agree. And whatever that looks like, but for the two of you, is what sets the parameters of your sex life.
I totally agree. And here's, okay, so I've talked about this in other videos, not on this podcast, about Paul and Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is a sin to me may not be, or what is, you know, transgression to me, but if it causes somebody else to fall, don't do that.
Right.
Here's why this is so important for marriage. If you're not broadcasting what you're doing to the world, mm-hmm. somebody's not watching you have sex, you're not, like, filming it and putting it on the web, then what you and your spouse do, nobody knows.
It's between you two.
It's between you two. So if you want her to pour, you know, hot wax on your nipples.
I'm going to advise against that.
If I want hot wax on my nipples and you're like, okay, it's not my thing, but if you like it, who would know that that's your thing?
Your burn scars might give it away. But
50 Shades of Grey?
Don't mention 50 Shades of Grey.
You can see that in the trailer. You can see that he had burn marks. But That's my point.
Yes.
I think the overall question or answer, it's not like, because then you get into like, well, it's oral sex, is from the back, is upside down, is using a gag ball, is role playing, mm-hmm. is doing it with the lights on and off in a hotel, right. during, you know, in the pool, shower, like.
And we're not here to go through a laundry list of thou shall and thou shall not concerning your sex life.
Right. Because I don't know what you may or may not like. Or what your spouse may or may not like, and it's not my place. Mm-hmm. And it ain't your place to tell me what maybe I want hot wax on my nipples. Okay? And I don't want you judging me, so you'll never know.
Right.
Right? And I think, like, it, you know, it's outside of, like, dangerous things, like, we want to have a threesome, or mm-hmm. we want to, like, I'm trying to think of, like, other dangerous things. Let's just say threesome, that's all I can really think of at the moment. But where you're, like, you are border.
Right. I was going to say you have, because what we just said is very broad. Right. And I don't want somebody to say, what about a threesome? Because I feel comfortable with it. Okay, listen. Let's not be ignorant and foolish. Clearly.
Well, generally, you would imagine if I said I want to do a threesome and you said I'm not comfortable with that, then not saying that threesome's right.
Right.
But the first rule that we talked about is it something that you both feel comfortable and safe doing.
But I'm still going to say that even if we're both comfortable, the idea of a threesome is not a wise decision.
No, yeah. I agree. I'm just saying, like, generally you would think one person would do. But, hey, what do I know? Maybe somebody's like, don't judge me. Because mm-hmm. please don't judge me and I won't judge you because this is getting ugly.
Because we're looking for sister wives.
So outside of things that are like, and again, like, where does the laundry list of, you know, things that are wrong appear, but between two parties, mm-hmm. right, what you can and can't do, it's not for
someone else to decide and dictate.
No, you don't know. Because, like, and here's the thing, like, me and Melissa have been married for 11, it'll be 11 years mm-hmm. this year, and our sex life has changed through the years. Mm-hmm. Down through the years, our sex life show has changed. If you sing anything like that, it sounds like it was done in testimony service. So, what you were comfortable with in year one, or, you know, weren't comfortable with, that changes from year 1, 3, 7, 9, 11. Some things you did a lot in year one, you don't no longer like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? So your sex life is not even going to be the same within your own marriage
right.
from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. You may do some stuff and then be like, cool, like, not that we've done this or this is, you know, about us, but if I wanted you to dress up as a, you know, there was a movie we saw, like, I don't remember what it was, but he was like, if I do this for, I think it was the breakup. If I do this for you, then you got to put the cheerleader outfit on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's their thing. Like, if I want you to put a cheerleader outfit on and cheer with your booty cheeks out or whatever, like, I don't know. I'm just saying. Not that I ever do that, but if you're interested, I wouldn't mind. If that's between you and me and you're like, okay, Kev, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We'll have some fun. Then what does it matter
right.
to the world? And that, this is like an overarching problem, I think, that people have in the church with things that are not, like, in the Ten Commandments and stuff.
Very clear.
Everything's got to be, what's clear for me needs to be clear for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So say I'm the person who's the leader of this group or pastor or whatever, and I feel like oral sex is uncomfortable for me, and my wife doesn't like it either. That's fine. But a lot of times, people in positions of power say, oh, so y'all shouldn't be doing that neither. But other people are like, that's maybe not my thing. And I bring that up to say there was somebody sent me this video.
Wait, hold on. Because I think that's a good point.
Okay, go ahead.
I want you to stop there and we're going to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
And that is, or when we were talking about porn and the fact that it's bringing someone else into your sex life. That could be considered that too, where you let a person of authority, be it a pastor or first lady or whomever, or someone else, dictate to you what goes on in your sex life, is bringing another party into your sex life.
The other side. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Because, and then you have to be careful, because if, for example, your husband is not saved and you are saved and you're trying to go by these strict rules that were given in the church, and your husband isn't saved, so he's not here for your rules, it could bring a divide in your marriage.
Yeah. That's interesting, though, because, and this is probably another podcast for another day, but if you're saved and your husband or wife's not saved, and they're not playing by the same rules that you are. So if you're like, you know, our views on pornography, masturbation, all this stuff comes from us growing up in the church, being saved. If somebody didn't grow up in the church and they're not saved, they're like, porn is no problem for me.
Right.
And I don't feel like it's wrong, mm-hmm. so I'm about to watch it. I wish you would join me, but if you don't, I'm about to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't even, that's like a whole podcast.
But then I think that's when it goes back to, we both have to mutually decide. Because saved or unsaved, as long as we mutually come to a mutual agreement and we're both comfortable, I think that's why that becomes paramount.
Hmm. And that's probably why the Bible's like, don't be unequally yoked. Because, like, how are you going to decide? It's hard to decide on those things if you're not.
What playbook you're going by, because.
Right. Because you're not, like, the foundations aren't, the, you know, the same.
Fundamentally,
you know,
like, different, like snooping and browsing.
Snooping and browsing from a previous episode. That's interesting because we've been in marriage enrichment before, and a lot of, and this kind of question has been, not that specific question, but a similar question. Like, one time somebody was like, can we cuss in the bedroom? Because mm-hmm. sex is boring if we got to just use clean language. And I can't remember what the person leading marriage enrichment that time was saying, said. But I remember thinking at the time, if you cuss during sex only, like, okay, let me double back. Because people don't want to be in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a lot of times people get saved after they
mm-hmm.
have, you know, done. So they're like, man, I've been cussing during sex when we were both unsaved.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love Jesus, but I need a call. I don't want to say booty. I want to say something else or whatever. I don't know where I was going with that.
I was about to say, and you touching waters I don't want you to tread. So just float back.
My point was, I remember thinking, if you didn't say nothing, then they never would have knew. Mm-hmm. But the reason he asked is because he wanted to know. He didn't want to be in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember what the answer was anyway. But can I go to this now?
Yes.
All right. So somebody sent me a video of an African pastor who was saying, basically, it's funny, but it's not funny because other people who haven't been African have said similar things that I've heard. But he basically was saying that only the only biblically ordained sexual position is the missionary position because it's called the missionary. He was saying, and it's funny because he said it in an African accent. I know I have a bad one, but it's funnier like that. He was like, the only position is right is the man on top and the woman on the bottom. Some of you are having the woman on top, but she is not the head. She's not the head. So how could she be on top during sex? And some of you are doing from the back like a dog. And this is like bestiality. That is not ordained by God.
Okay.
And you are going to hell. Like, that was his answer. If your wife is on top, you are both going to hell. If you are from the back, you are going to hell. And I remember thinking, listen to me, Mr. African. I'm going to be going to hell early if this is the only position we can do. Because look, I don't know why God would give us the ability to do different things if this is the only. That would be boring. But people were like, yes, he's right. And I've heard other people when I was much younger say, y'all better be just doing the mission. Y'all better, you know, anything else is wrong. And I'm like, why would you limit this thing? Like, here's what I think about. God created sex for marriage. And I don't think that he created it to be boring. For people. Spice it up. I don't think, like, it's almost silly that we, like, think that. Maybe somebody listening out there is like, we can do more stuff. Hey, babe, we can do more. Kevin List. So,
we're not experts.
I got a chandelier. You remember Spider-Man 2? I want you to know. No, but I think, you know, that's interesting that. And that's kind of an example of, like, somebody saying what they think is wrong or right. Because if him and his wife think missionary is the only way they can do it, then...
God bless them.
God bless you. Have fun, or lack thereof.
Yeah, they could be having fun.
They could be. That's going to be blowing into the microphone. You see that sound thing? That's blowing right into the mic.
Sorry.
It's going to be hot.
Sorry.
I don't think that that's the case. And the last thing, or one of the last things I wanted to say was, along those lines, is like sending nudes to your spouse.
Right, we were going to talk about that.
Can you do that?
When the iCloud hacker hacked all the celebrities,
right?
He hacked Megan Good's phone, and people were legitimately going in on her because she sent nudes to her husband,
right?
And he's supposed to be a pastor, and he's not a pastor. She's not a first lady. She's just he's a minister, and she's just his wife.
Right.
But people were. I read some of the comments, and people were legitimately upset and angry with her. And I remember thinking, child, that's her prerogative.
Right.
That is how I feel, that is her prerogative to send those things, those type of pictures, whatever the case is, to her husband. And there is no, in my opinion, there's no problem with that. The real problem is what I didn't understand is why people weren't mad at these iCloud hackers. That's an invasion of privacy.
Right.
That's an invasion of privacy. This was intended to my husband. We are married and we can do what it is we decide that we can do. And that's what she did.
Because here's the thing that is just like people, some saints were livid.
No, for real. I read a lot of the comments and I was like, Lord.
Here's the thing. The things that were hacked were FaceTimes. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like if I see you right now in our bedroom and you're naked. That's a nude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's me seeing you nude. Mm-hmm. So if I'm out of town and I'm like, Liz, I'm not going to be home for a couple of days. FaceTime me a boob. Like, between you and I, what's the difference? And I don't think they meant to share this.
Yeah.
But what's the difference? That's what I think of. What's the difference if that's just me and you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I can go to sleep. Good night. I'm going to see you in 2 days. Whatever. That's kind of how I think. Like, if this is only meant to be shared between them two, how could that possibly
be a problem?
Be wrong.
Yeah.
Because guess who's requesting nudes? Kevin. I'm going for it. I'm like, Liz, please. When I was traveling a lot, Liz.
I'm joking.
Drink some water. It's getting real in here. It's literally hot in here.
It is hot.
But help your boy out.
I'm afraid to send nudes just for the... We're going to put it out there. While I do not think anything is wrong with them, I am, like, legitimately afraid of being hacked.
Right, but that's an understanding we have, but that's where I feel like people are like imposing their beliefs on mm-hmm. somebody else. Because even if you did think it's wrong, if it's for them, it's for them.
Right.
Like we talk about, like whatever your thing is, like I say role playing because it's like we imagine that that's not like people are like you shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a thing that I'm like crazy about, but. If that's what you like, fine. Like, I don't know why that... Like, and this is personally, maybe just because this is how I am. Part of me, just in general, not related to sex, I don't really care what other people do if it's not hurting me mm-hmm. or my family. You know what I mean? Like, in that instance, what you do between your, you know, your private bedroom or whatever, if it's not bothering me, like, if that's y'all, do y'all. There's, you know, billions of people in the world, millions of good, clean Christians who are married. Why would we expect everybody's sex life to be the same?
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is this, that you have to remember is that at the end of the day, sex is for, you know, procreation, but it's for pleasure.
Yes.
And so what pleasures me is going to be different than what pleasures you. It will be different from what pleasures the next person and the next person and the next person. And so your sex life will cater to how you are pleasured. I'm trying to be as like...
I know, you're just like, really I don't even want to say pleasure.
I know, I'm trying to be as gingerly as possible so it doesn't come off very crude and like, you know. But the point is that your sex life has to... Your sex life... Otherwise, you'll be unfulfilled sexually.
Yeah, and that's dangerous territory. And that's
dangerous territory as well. I mean, when you look at the reasons people get divorced, that's one of the reasons. I mean, there's money, you know, there's like 5 different reasons. But sex is usually, especially for men, that's usually one of them. And so you don't want to pigeonhole mm-hmm. yourself into believing, you know, one certain way and you're not willing to explore. Again, it is, you know, and I keep saying this because I do think that's the most important thing is that you both are comfortable, number one, and that you both agree. But don't hold yourself, you know, prevent yourself from exploring out of some religious obligation that you feel.
Right. Because here's a funny thing, and I'm going to veer off for a second. When the 50 Shades of Grey book came out, and people, whether you were reading it or not, there was people, you didn't have to read it to get a sense of what it was about. Mm-hmm. Right? So I remember a lot of saints like, you ain't tied, you ain't ropes is, and bond, that's bondage. And the Lord was to break every yoke. Stuff like that. Like, I mean, come on. Like, not that you should read the book or watch the movie or whatever, But if you want to tie your hands up to a pole, it, like, why do you care? Why do I care what you do? Is a better question. You know what I mean? Like, I, not, again, not, Kevin and Melissa are not, like, saying, do this, do that, go tie somebody up or untie them, whatever.
Please make it plain.
We're trying to make this as clear as possible. All we're saying is, love your spouse, find a thing that you guys are, you know, open to and safe with, within the confines of morality, and go nuts.
Shut up.
Just go nuts. What I think is more dangerous, or yeah, more dangerous is the opposite. So if like you felt oral sex is wrong, or you feel uncomfortable doing it or whatever, and trying to force your spouse to do it, things like that, like I feel like that's more dangerous than worrying about whether it's a sin or not. Like if your husband is you know, like, babe, can you please try this? And you're like, ah, I think that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that can be more dangerous than, like, the actual, whatever the act is.
Right.
You know, oral, we're saying oral sex because that was the question. But what do you think? Do you agree?
Yes.
That's as dangerous as can be. I think that's dangerous. Like, being closed-minded for fear of what the church may think.
Mm-hmm.
When that's not, you know, it's that's why it's for a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, pleasure and procreation. Because, like, going poop has a purpose. Like, sex has a purpose for procreation, and then there's pleasure as well. Other things are just for a purpose. Like, mm-hmm. going poop, is there's no pleasure in that. It's just because this is what your body has to do.
Yeah, I don't know why God made us do that.
You listen, hey.
I don't understand it.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts, hopefully we made this clear.
Don't come for us.
Please don't.
Don't come.
Please don't.
For us. We're just trying to help.
We are. So this is the point. Point number one is that you both agree.
Mm-hmm.
That you're comfortable and that you both agree. And whatever that looks like to you is your prerogative. So that's number one. And number two, don't let other people dictate to you what your sex life should look like. And, you know, don't invite other people into your bedroom. And while that goes for porn, I also believe that goes for, you know, even church people. If you feel a conviction by it, then that's totally, I'm not here to undo the conviction that God has on your life that says, honey, that's not for you, boo-boo.
Right.
Don't do it, because I'm not God, and I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. So you do what feels good and right to you. But don't not do something simply because you feel it's a sin, and otherwise you feel like you would do it. Don't, it's unfair to you, it's unfair to your spouse, because you could be losing out on, you know, the pleasurable side of
right?
sex. Okay.
Right?
Hush your mouth.
You got all this stuff out here just unexplored. Lewis and Clark it. You just don't know.
Man,
you just gotta go out and say, hey, do I like hot wax on my nipples? I don't know.
Lord,
give it a shot.
Why
that
are
hurts.
You stuck on hot wax?
Because that's something that I don't. Like, that's not a thing.
Okay.
You know
I'm
what
about
mean?
To go get a candle.
Don't you dare. I don't think I would like that, by the way. Like, you ain't finna burn me.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I ain't trying to go to hell now or later. I don't want to be burned. But, like, it's funny that you... It's like... Give yourself a chance at seeing what you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ice cream. Sex is like ice cream. You go to Baskin Robbins, there's 31 flavors.
Pick one.
Pick one.
Don't
try
like it.
I don't like mint chocolate chip. What's
30
this,
more to go.
What's this very, very strawberry over here talking about? I like that. You might like strawberry, but that doesn't mean you have to have strawberry every time you go to Baskin Robbins. Maybe you want bubblegum one day. Maybe you want hot nipple wax another day.
So hopefully we help somebody. Hopefully we do not confuse nobody.
And if you're upset, don't come for us, cuz.
If you're upset, don't come for me.
We welcome your opinion.
Yeah,
though.
And I was going to say, you have the right to disagree. Because like
Absolutely.
I said, this
Absolutely.
Is controversial. It's a divisive subject. Divisive?
Mm-hmm.
I said that.
I think that's right, though.
Okay. And so you absolutely can disagree, but please don't cast me in hell, because again, you don't have a heaven or a hell to put me in, and what I feel is what I feel, and yep. I've studied for myself. Mm-hmm. I've gone through my own evolution when it comes to sex. And I am where I am because of that and my relationship with God. So I'm going to need you not to judge me on today.
Because y'all better not mess up nothing that I've been worked years for.
And I would invite you. And the same, I would not just because, and there's certain things I'm not comfortable with, and I would never judge someone if they are comfortable, or even if you feel confined to a little box and this is all that you do, boo, do you. That's you, boo boo.
Absolutely right. If you want to come to Baskin Robbins and get strawberry every time, strawberry on up, there'll be plenty of strawberry for you, and we are not here to ridicule you for that. Just don't ridicule me for getting strawberry one time, chocolate another time, butter pecan, and hot nipple wax. If you want to submit a question for us, and thank you for this question, because that's not even an easy question to like write.
And we appreciate the question, and she shall remain anonymous. We really do appreciate the question. You definitely stretched me. While I would, I've read many books on sex, The Good Girl's Guide to Sex. If you do have issues, definitely a good book, because I myself, maybe one day I'll talk about this, but I was a virgin on my wedding day. And I felt brainwashed for a long time.
A long periodically time.
And I've read a lot of books. And I felt reprimanded at the end. I felt chastised at the end. But they'd never helped me until I read The Good Girl's Guide to Sex. And that book, I felt...
Was that a Christian-based book?
Yes. Okay. It was a Christian-based book. And by the end of it, I felt empowered, and I've never felt that way after reading a book about sex.
Shout out to that author.
Yeah, she was a phenomenal writer. And
break every chain.
She was really, and she kind of, some of the same things that we just said as far as being comfortable and making sure you don't go outside of the bounds of like morality and things are just, you know, use common sense. Things that aren't safe. Let's just not do that. And she kind of follows those same lines, and that's kind of what I've used to guide me and loose every train, and it's helped me. And so, yeah, I would definitely say if you feel some type of way, that would be a good book to pick up. Yeah, definitely a good book to pick up.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you have a question, yes, you're right. If you have a question, submit it to Kevonsage@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Dear Kevin Liss, if you want to remain anonymous, we hardly ever say names.
Yeah, unless
John, Alicia, Jordan. They ask a lot. They're like, shout us out, Kim. But if it's a question that you were like, I want answers, but please don't say my name, that's totally fine. We respect you and we won't ever do that to you. But,
oh, I want to say this really quick before we do our social media, and that is last week's episode was very introspective. And I felt like we wasn't helping nobody, but we got a lot of actual feedback that said it was really good for people enjoyed hearing us be introspective. And so I was surprised by that. So I appreciate that. Kev's whole goal on this is to be very real and transparent. And sometimes I talked to my dad about it too, and he was like, y'all be talking. And sometimes y'all have y'all own revelations right then and there. And we have like we do have a plan going in where we talk about and kind of flesh out what we're going to talk about. But sometimes things just come up.
Right.
And that was definitely an episode where things just came up. So I appreciate you guys allowing us to.
What episode are you talking about?
The episode about, what did we talk about last week?
Balance?
I don't remember.
It's cheating.
Cheating. Jeez. Emotional affairs.
That's emotional exactly right. Affairs.
Yeah. So it's very, very introspective. We took a good hard look at ourselves, and we did it on air live, and it was
because we keep it real.
Because we keep it real.
And keep it 100 emoji.
Yeah. And social, we can do that.
Yes. Because that's how we are, especially me. So you can find Melissa Fredericks at
Miss Kev on Stage on Instagram, at Miss Kev on Stage on the Twitter, and Melissa Fredericks on the Facebook.
And Kev on Stage is Kev on Stage everywhere. Everywhere I am, everywhere I be, Kev on Stage, YouTube, Tumblr, which I don't use. I'm joking.
You have a Tumblr?
No. Instagram. You're
on, Pinterest.
I ain't ever made no Pinterest.
If you Google Kev on Stage on Pinterest, you come up. Your videos come up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have a Pinterest, a Kev on Stage.
I ain't ever made no account, though.
And that's fine. Somebody's Pinteresting you.
Oh.
Pinning me.
Shout out to y'all Pinteresting your boy.
Pinning
me. Pinteresting. Kev on Stage on Facebook, YouTube, Google Play, Google Plus, which nobody uses. A couple people do. And thank you guys. We will be back next week.
All right.
Shout out to the squad.